Rabbayin Shinam et Zayin Sivay says, also the Chavid, have a garden like they, mach bodoyso, suy mikismi. And now that I brush your garments with brushes that are made out of twigs or pieces of straw, things that very easily break. Shaloi yishtavu kismayim, because by using them, you cause the bristles to break off. And this type of things can't be used to broom the floor either. The chiddush of this is considered a problem on Shabbos, some type of breaking of the kli, even though it's mekalkel, it's nothing beneficial, but still, lachatchilas also do that. Today we don't have those type of brushes, so it's not a problem, at least not common. Siv gimel, ein tzofnet hakaka, v'lang matichem atfilo u'mirutza. You're not allowed to smear the floor of one's house with oil, and you're not allowed to wash it and with water, even if the floor is a cement floor, a tile floor, whatever type of floor it is, that there's no problem with humus. They were more machmir about washing the floor than brooming the floor. Brooming the floor, since it's more of a necessity to get rid of the filth, there's less of a shash you're going to come to the mash for humus to smooth off the floor, or there were less guys around it because it's more of a necessity, whereas washing off the floor, which is just to make it look nicer, they were more machmir about. So the bottom line is, even though in our apartments today you're allowed to brew the floor, but you're not allowed to do what they call an Israel sponges. You're not allowed to use water to clean up the floor. If there's something on the floor, you're allowed to wipe it up, but not to use water to clean it up. If the whole discussion about if something spills, then it's hard to get it off without putting water on it. So if something could leave it the way it is, leave it the way it is. If it's something that causes a bad smell, serving the use of the home, you put directly on the area. You don't wash the whole floor. You just use a little bit of water to remove what you have to remove. That is room to be making. Even that, not that everybody's making. Siv Dalet. Also, the Tzad HaChavetz Hala Oret, if you have a barrel, you're not allowed to move it around so that it should sit up straight. Because in Kibbutz Shikfei, the Yom HaLashon is Gumas, Vadei having secretion. Such a case, it's a heavy thing, as it's straightening it out, it's definitely going to smooth out the ground underneath it. And therefore, it is also. There's others that say that it's not a segregation, but it's a chash that you will come to be smooth out the gumas, so that should sit properly. It's, well, once again, if it's on an earth floor. Shin lamed chesif aleph. Hashmoit kol likli shir also. The gzeir is not to play musical instruments on Shabbos. Not only is it a musical instrument, but even to clap one's hands, as we'll see later on, the din of the gemara is also. There's some coolers nowadays. The bottom line is, using musical instruments on Shabbos is also, because you may come to fix them. Shmuel says, if you want to make a clapping noise with your hands, you should do kalach hayad, which is clap the back of one hand to the other hand. So it's not the normal fashion. People differentiate between this and musical instruments. They used to have a thing that they have a kli with holes on the bottom, and it would drip water on something underneath to make noise. So if it's just to make noise, it's permitted. It's not a kli. Shear is something that makes a pleasant noise. It's just making a loud noise, an alarm cry. Avlahakish, aladelis, kyesibai, kishayinu, derashim, or to knock on the door, which you're not doing it for musical purposes, even though you want to be mashmiya ko. In other words, we're saying it's an iser to create ko. Come about talking is around, screaming is around, if you do it nicely. But using a kli to make noise is prohibited because you may, so the truth is, lashon over here is also a kli shear. As long as the thing you're doing is not a cliche, it would be permitted to have it. So knocking on a door will also be permitted, and knock with a knife on a glass to quiet everyone down would also be permitted. That is a door knocker also, based on this. Because once again, even though it's a cliche, but it's not to make music.